804 HKX mobile.
For HKX, this is KQ4 WHN. Happy Easter, Patrick.
How are you, Mark? You doing okay today? Had a good day?
It has been very relaxing and very calm, and I don't have any little ones to have chase eggs, so we didn't work all that busy.
For that. No little ones here either. We went down to my wife's family's and hung out there with them, but no hiding eggs or anything like that. Just a enjoy a meal together and spend some time together.
Same thing. The kids are in their mid-20s, and they didn't take the idea of going out outside looking for eggs, so we just kind of hung out with the elders.
Sounds like a good, relaxing date.
For you, since you are a man about town and knowledge on your shoulders, why is the Paris Mountain repeater seemingly unused at this point?
Well, the Paris Mountain repeater is in need of some repair, and it does get used, but not like the 610 does. If you monitor it, you'll hear people on it from time to time, but not like on here. But it's that way with any other repeater. Every repeater I ever try to monitor, I'm lucky if I get anybody to come back to me when I call out on them, and next never hear anything on them.
So has Paris Mountain been in a depreciated state for a while? Are they going to retire it? Are they going to fix it? I heard them talk about it one time at the one meeting I had the chance to attend, but it didn't seem to have a definitive game plan.
Anybody has a definite plan for it yet, so I really don't know what to say on that one.
Caesar's Head works so well, you don't really have to worry about it.
It's about linking them to cover the dead spots that the 610 has down that way, where Paris Mountain blocks the 610. So they've been talking about linking the two.
Cool idea if they could, if they had the technology or the internet access to do it.
Need some equipment upgrades and people to put the time and effort into it. But I'm not 100% sure on that. I may be speaking out of turn.
Just the repeaters. That's always an interesting person to talk to.
Connie, and he's the repeater custodian. The club actually owns them. Sorry. The club actually owns these. I'm thinking of another one. But Johnny's the president, and Dave and Leroy are officers, so I imagine you could talk to any one of them.
I'd love to have the conversation, but not really a skill set that I possess. I can hand them a screwdriver now and then.
That climbing the tower is a lot of it, so that's limited on who can do that.
I've seen a number of these towers, and knowing that about 30, 40 feet would be my absolute maximum, I'm done.
Say that I blame you. Heights are not my favorite thing either.
Feet, I would be trying to figure out how to get down to 35.
Yeah. But that would be the people I would have a conversation with at one of the meetings. When they ask if there's anything you want to talk about, that'd be the time.
It's not a crisis conversation, but I am curious because it's out there. And I have heard people on it, but it just doesn't seem to be the popular place to be.
I have the coverage the 610 has, so that has something to do with it. But like I said, I was doing some repeater or radio programming over the weekend, and I was just pulling up repeater book into RT systems and pulled everything within 100 miles, and I was just utterly amazed at how many repeaters are out there in this area.
Be a fair amount of interest.
A lot of people have put a lot of money into repeaters, but there's next to nothing going on them is the problem. So I don't know.
Everybody to bring their wife and their kids and their friends and everybody, and let's get everybody with a ticket, get some traffic going.
It'd be nice to hear more people on it, on any of them, but instead of them just standing there silent a lot of times.
Say goodnight, have a good evening, and this is Mark, KQ4WHN. Have a good evening.
Mark, good to hear you. And yeah, I still got about an hour and a half drive left, so I'll be getting there just before the net starts. Good to hear you, KO4HKX. Mobile.